Glory to God. Happy Friday night. God is good on a Friday night. No, I'm not at a club. I'm not at a football game. But I'm in my bedroom and I am thankful to the Lord. So many things are going on all around us, but the Lord put it in my mind and in my heart to give him a shout out of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless your name, God. There is nobody like you. Nowhere, no place. Hi, Lord. I looked all over and I still couldn't find nobody. Thank you, Lord God, for putting a praise on my heart, Lord God. For putting a praise in my mouth, Lord God. Thank you, God, for being God. Thank you, God, for loving us, God, when we are unloving people, not even worthy to love. But you are so worthy, God. You are so merciful, God. You are so sovereign, God, that you look beyond all of our faults. And you still bless us, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being a daddy above all daddies. For being King of Kings and being Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord God, for just being who you are, Lord God. In spite of who we are, God, you are still God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. As I was looking at the news today, and I really don't even watch the news, but just watching CNN as things unfold about number 45, the president of the United States. And I don't care who you are, you're not higher than God. Hallelujah. God is not the type of God that share his glory with man. God is a God that is a jealous God. He is a just God. He is a merciful God. He is a good God, a great God, and he can be a terrible God. So we have to watch our mouths, and we have to watch our words and the things that we say. Even though I did not vote for Donald Trump, a lot of other people didn't, but a lot of people did, I still don't pray for anybody's downfall, because it's not the type of God that we serve. The Lord said to love everybody, even love our enemies, pray for those that despitefully misuse us. So this is not a time to rejoice in somebody else's sickness or somebody's downfall, no matter who it is, because the God that we serve, he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So it may not be your time now to go through anything, but just believe me, if you keep on living, your time is coming. Hallelujah. But anyway, to God be the glory for our lives, for us being here on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. We can look around in our homes and things may not be perfect, but glory to God, they're as well as they are. So we give God the glory for that. Some of us have gone through COVID-19. Some of us haven't. We've seen our loved ones go through it, but God pulled them through. Some of us have lost loved ones, but God is still a company keeper. God is the one that can fill voids. God is a comforter. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Whatever we need, that's what God is in our lives. Thank you, Lord God. He is a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He is our rock in the wilderness. He's a strong tower. He's our refuge. Thank you, Lord God. He is a friend. He is a mother for the motherless and a father for the fatherless. A sister for the sisterless and a brother for the brotherless. Thank you, Lord God. But what I like about God, even if your mama and your daddy are still living, he is still our father. He is still whatever we need. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. But as I was about to say, God is, he is a great God. Thank you, Lord God. And God is not going to share his glory with anybody. And we will. And when we learn how to worship God in spirit and in truth, our lives will change. Hallelujah, Lord God. Our lives will change. the way that we used to think, the things that we used to do, we may still do them sometimes, but you just won't want to do them. Thank you, Lord God. The way that you used to think, what you thought before, you don't even want to think that way anymore. The closer you get to God, the more you become like God, and the more you want to act like God. Have you ever noticed when you hang around certain people, you end up doing what they do. You learn how to act the way that they act. But the closer we get to God, it's the same thing. The closer we get to God, we learn to love like God. We learn to see people the way that God sees them. Even though these people could be low down, mean, nasty, and dirty. But when we learn to love like God, we'll look over that. We'll look beyond their faults and still love them so that they can see God in us. Thank you, Lord God. When we learn to love like that, we'll begin to change the world because people will begin to look at us and be like, I can't believe that she didn't get mad after all they did to her. But that's when they'll start seeing God in you. They can't believe that you didn't, but they'll notice. They'll see the God in you, and then they'll want to become like you. Not you, but the God in you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. At this time, I'm going to play a song that came on me again at my church in Okolona, Grace Baptist, Missionary Baptist Church, Okolona, Mississippi, under the leadership of Pastor Jamal Bodie Sr. This was a Sunday morning service, and the Spirit ushered this song in my heart and through my lips. And I just hope that you enjoy it. And after that, my brother, Pastor Brandon Dings of Antioch MB Church out of Mabee, Mississippi. I got the end of his word out at the fire station on Wednesday night. He does a park and praise at the fire station on Highway 47. And I caught the end of it on my voice recorder. I recorded some with my phone, but I ran out of room. So I ended up recording on my voice record. So the first thing you'll hear is the song called Move that the Spirit gave to me. And then the second thing that you will hear will be the ending of a word that my brother preached at the fire station, come out of Genesis. And he's talking about Joseph and his brother Reuben. And you don't want to miss this word. Thank you. And if you want to sow into this ministry, it's going to be Cash App, $ Overflow Me. Overflow Me. And to God be the glory. If you like this, let me know. You can leave a message or whatever. Text me, call me. Just let me know that you liked it. I thank you. I love you. And God loves you more.
Jesus. Don't know who family I'm talking to.
All right.
But if you're willing to save your brother, your brother is going to save your family.
Yes.
If you're willing to save your sister, your sister will save your family.
Yes.
But when I got to the end of chapter 37, I thought Joseph's story was over. Said they sold him into slavery, and he was headed to Egypt. But in chapter 38, I ran into the lineage of Judah.
My Lord.
Lord have mercy.
All right.
I want y'all to see where I'm going.
Come on.
Because it went for Reuben. Wouldn't have been no Joseph.
Right. Yeah.
But if it weren't for Judah, wouldn't have been no Jesus.
Yeah.
Who is the lion?
Yeah.
The lion from the tribe of Judah. Yeah. In other words, the big brother had to save the baby brother.
Yeah.
The big brother had to pull the little brother out of the pit.
Yes.
Let me be Reuben tonight.
All right,
you got to stop having your pity party.
Yes.
Simply means to praise and be thankful.
Yeah.
So in the midst of your pit, in the midst of your pity party, you need to praise God and be thankful.
Yes.
Be thankful and praise God.
Yes.
Why? Because in the middle of Joseph and his brothers stood Reuben. But in the middle of sin and my life, I wish I had somebody. But somebody gotta stop having a pity party. And it's time to have a Holy Ghost party. It ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Cause a Holy Ghost party don't stop. Anybody glad that Jesus was in the middle? In the midst of what you were going through. And how I know that he was in the middle, because when you go to chapter 37, and then chapter 39, 37 had Joseph, 39 had Joseph, but 38 had Judah. That means that Jesus was in the middle. Anybody glad that Jesus was in the middle? Somebody might be in the chapter 37, but I'm so glad that wasn't the end of my story. I'm so glad that Jesus was in the middle. Tell somebody he's in the middle. Tell somebody he's in the middle. Tell somebody he's in the middle. The reason I know he'll get in the middle of what you're going through. I remember when I was sick and I couldn't get well. The doctor said they had to operate. And in between me and the doctor was Dr. Jesus. Anybody know that he's a healer? Anybody know that he's a protector? Anybody know that he's a keeper? Anybody know that he's a mind regulator? Anybody know that he's a heart fixer? Anybody know that he's a way maker? Anybody know that he's a promise keeper? And if God said it, that means it's settled. If God said it, that means it's settled. How do I know that he was in the middle? It was a thief on the left, and it was a thief on the right. It was a chapter 37, and it was a chapter 39. But in chapter 38, he hung his head, and he died for me. But that's not all. Not all he did. That's not all. Not all he did. But early, early, early. What's Sunday morning? Anybody know about Sunday morning? Anybody know about Sunday morning? Anybody know about Sunday morning? They say it was in the grave. They say it was in the grave. And between death, and between the devil, in between death, and in between the devil, in between death, and in between the devil, in between the grave, and in between death. But Jesus was in the middle. How do I know that he was in the middle? But said the angel came down, rolled his stone away, dressed like a bowling ball. How do I know that he was in the middle? Cause he got up.
He got up.
He got up. When I couldn't get up, he got me up. Don't know who I'm talking to, but rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Come on and walk it out. Come on and walk it out. Come on and walk it out. If you believe, you ought to walk it out. If you believe, you ought to walk it out. But if God said it, it's settled. You God said it. It's already done. You God said to go to 47 in the midst of your neighborhood and preach my word until somebody comes and give their life to me. God said it. Then it's settled. God said it. Look at your neighbor, tell neighbor, it's already done. Already done. Already done. You ought to tell your neighbor, stop having a pity party. It's time to pray and be thankful. Thank God for Judah. Thank God for Judah. Lord have mercy. This thing that got good to me. But how do I know that Jesus was in the middle? I'm going to tell you one more thing. Then we're going to go and watch the king play. Watch this thing. How do I know that I know that he was in the middle? For Judah means praise. And Judah means to be thankful. In other words, the people used to say, when praises go up, blessings coming down, praise is going up. That's chapter 37. Blessings coming down. That's chapter 39. But how do I know that Jesus is in the middle? Because as soon as you begin to praise, Jesus is in the middle, throwing out blessings. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I feel my blessing coming down. I feel my blessing coming down. I feel my blessing coming down. You want to reach up and grab your blessing. Whatever it is, whatever you want, whatever you need, if you believe it, you shall receive. If you believe it, you shall receive. You shall have whatever you say. You shall have whatever you say. If you believe it, you can receive it. I know he's all right. 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 Anybody know the man? Anybody know the man named Jesus? Anybody know him? Anybody know him? Jehovah Jireh. He my provider. Jehovah Shalom. He healed my peace. I know he's all right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Jesus.
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 We're watching the presidential debate, but we're forgetting about the King of Kings. We're watching the presidential debate, but we're forgetting about the King of Kings. I heard everybody talking about Trump and Biden today, but ain't nobody saying nothing about the King of Kings. Ain't nobody saying nothing about the King of the Universe. We're worried about the President of the United States, but ain't nobody got nothing to say about the King of the Universe. We worried about the CEO, but ain't nobody worried about the COE. He created everything. Creator of everything. Creator of everything. Creator of...
Yes,
That's always mistreated. But that was my last point, and I didn't get to it. But a lot of times we kill our own dreams.
My Lord.
I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight, but it's time for you to pick that dream back up.
Yes, sir.
My Lord.
And it's time for you to pursue it.
Yes.
It's time for you to pursue it.
Yes.
Because you're never alone.
My Lord.
I know you in your chapter 37 right now. But if you just keep on turning your page, a lot of us have closed the book on our own story. I'll never be what I said I was going to be. I'll never do what I said I was going to do. I thank God that even because over 4, 5, 6 years ago, when I first accepted my call into the ministry, the Lord told me to record a record. It took me 6 years to finally go back into that studio. But I thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Because he could have killed me dead.
Yes, Lord.
Because he told me, Lord, have mercy. But when God promises you something,
yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
When God promises you something,
hallelujah.
Just because it don't look like it's coming,
yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes.
I can't see the house.
My Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
But I can feel the key. Lord, have mercy. I don't see the house.
Yes,
I don't even know what I got to have to have it.
Yes,
but if God said I can have it, I already got it.
Yes.
If God said I can have it, it's already mine.
Yes.
I just need 2 or 3 people to say it's already mine.
It's already mine.
It's already mine. That new business, it's already mine.
Yes.
That baby, Lord have mercy.
Jesus.
It's already mine.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Yes,
the fixing of my marriage, it's already done.
Yes.
My wondering child coming back home, it's already done.
Yes.
That family member that I need saved, it's already mine.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's already mine.
Yes.
It's already mine.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I know it hurt. It cut me too. And ain't that wrong with being a dream killer? Because the problem with a dream killer is that they don't like change.
My Lord.
But change always turns out for our best.
Yes, Lord.
Especially when it's concerning the promises of God.
My Lord.
God just wants us to step out.
Yes.
And it's not the fact that we don't want to see other people do better. But sometimes it scares us to make us think that we're going to be left behind.
My Lord.
Let me share something. I'm gonna let y'all go. Y'all been a wonderful congregation. But the moment that you begin to celebrate with other people who are doing positive things, who are pursuing their dreams.
Yeah.
I even heard someone say one time, if you'll just go ahead on and get under the umbrella with the person that's pursuing the dream, when the blessings start falling, that stuff will fall out from you just because you're close to it.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. I'm reminded of the story. In Acts chapter 27, it said the ship was about to go down.
Mm.
But it said the only thing that saved everybody on the ship, because it was a preacher on board.
Hey.
Lord, have mercy.
Mercy.
People don't want to come see the preacher, don't want to come to church, don't want to do what the preacher said. But I just want you to know tonight, whether you see him with your eyes open,
my Lord,
or you see him with your eyes closed, he's still going to be the last person you get to see.
My God.
What am I saying? I'm simply saying this. That whatever it is that God has promised you, pursue it.
Yes.
Even when you can't even see the steps.
Yeah.
Just keep on walking.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed how you don't went up the staircase and went no steps, nowhere around.
Lord.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for every last. Everlasting one of these dreamers on tonight.
Yes,
God.
Lord.
God, we thank you for their dreams, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Are even scared to dream again.
My Lord.
Because someone said, oh, man, you can't do that.
My Lord.
Oh, girl, you crazy. You must be out of your mind.
Yes, Lord.
Ain't nobody ever did that before. God, I pray on tonight, God, that you strengthen and you give them strength to their unbelief on tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
Strengthen their faith on tonight, God.
Yes, Lord.
God, I thank you for every entrepreneur on these grounds on tonight. And if they haven't even thought about it in the last 10 to 20 years, God, I pray now, God, that you give them fresh all right now. God, I guess you give them fresh ideas, God. Give them new inventions, God. God, just bless right now, God. Pour it out right now, God. We thank you for the fire at the station, God. God, just continue to let your wind blow on them on tonight.
Lord.
I pray for sweet rest on tonight, God.
Lord.
I pray, God, that they will sleep better than they ever slept before, God. God, I even pray on tonight, God, for their children, God.
Lord.
That their children will receive rest, God.
Will
receive peace in their minds, God. God, will receive solace and comfort, God, for their hearts, God. We don't know what our children are going through. School is no longer the same. They no longer have PE. They no longer are able to see their friends in person. God, we pray now, God, for their minds, God. God, we ask that you strengthen them in a special way, God. God, we even pray now, God, that they be prosperous, God, in everything that they do, God. God, we even pray for your strong arm of protection, God, that no one gets sick from this virus, God. God, we pray now, God, that you just shield us, God. Cover us in your blood, Father. Father, we love you, God.
Love you,
and beside thee, there is none other, God.
Yes,
God, we even thank you, God, for the angels that are being dispatched on tonight,
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, somebody haven't talked to you in a long time,
thank you,
God.
Thank
and
you.
Their angels are just sitting idle, God.
My Lord.
God, I pray on tonight, God, that their angels will begin to work for them
again.
Lord. That their angels will begin to put their names in perfect and in special people's ears on tonight,
yes,
God.
Lord.
That they will begin to say their name over their desk, God, until they call them for the interview, until they give them the promotion. God, I claim it tonight in Jesus' name. God, I pray now, God, that you just bless in a special way, God. Touch every heart, God. God, I even pray now, God, and I touch and I agree with those, God, who have laid things before you, God, that no one else knows but you. God, I pray now, God, that you grant it, God. And God, whatever it is that they need to be, however it is that they need to grow, God. God, I ask, God, that you bless them, grace them, God. Grace them, God, that they be able to accept what it is that you will help them to do. Be able to accept and be a good steward over what it is that you're going to put them over, God. God, I even pray now, God, for the elderly, God. I pray, God, that you just continue to bless them, God. God, continue to keep them, God. We need their wisdom, God. God, and help us, the younger people, the younger generation, God, to be able to just humble themselves, God, and be able to receive. Lord, we're losing so much information, God. We're losing so much wisdom, God. We think that we know everything, and we think that we're smarter than everybody, God. Help us, God, to be able to humble ourselves, God. Lord, we even pray now, God, for this whole community, God.
Yes,
God, I continue to claim, God, that salvation will come to the station.
Yes, Lord.
God, we even declare on tonight, God, that this is no longer the fire station, but this is now the salvation station.
Yes,
everybody coming to the station
gets
saved in the name of Jesus. Everybody being blood washed in the name of Jesus. Everybody being baptized in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray now, God, that because they want it, God, you are going to give it to them, God. Because you said you won't keep no good thing from your children, God. We thank you right now, God. Cause are going by receiving the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you right now, God. Everybody that passed through this area, God, will never be the same. They'll be covered in the blood. God, we thank you right now, Jesus. Do it right now, God. Do it right now, God. Those who have gone astray, God, they will be coming back home, God. God, we thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. God, you be glorified. God, you be glorified. All the glory belongs to you, God. All the glory belongs to you, God. God, keep me humble, God. Keep me humble, God. Keep me humble, God.
Yes,
keep me reachable, God.
Yes,
keep me touchable, God.
Yes,
Lord, I pray now, God,
yes,
that you never let me fall, God.
Yes,
keep me,
yes,
keep me in your arms,
yes,
God. Keep my mind, God.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we claim all of these
thank
things
you,
in your darling son Jesus'
name.
We pray.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And we do thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Give this man of God a hand. Give this man of God a hand clap of praise.
Yes.
Now give God a hand clap of
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know our hearts are been revived on tonight.
Yes.
We thank God for this word.
Yes.
And I just want to encourage you to keep on keeping
Amen.
On. And I'm going to be here just as long as the Lord allow me to be here.
Amen.
I just thank God on tonight. I got a song I want to play before we leave.
Up our voices.